If you wander into the very formal conservatory gardens in New York Central Park, you will often see wedding couples being photographed with white limousines waiting nearby. A surprising number of these couples are Japanese. It turns out that many young people from Japan want a wedding right out of a Hollywood movie, and it's often cheaper than a traditional one at home. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
Dick Leonard, minister emeritus at the Unitarian Church of All Souls in New York City, remembers when it started for him. He had occasionally married Japanese couples, but a double wedding, including the son of one of Japan's leading movie stars, changed everything. After that wedding, All Souls was written up in Japanese travel guides, and Reverend Leonard found himself doing 120 to 160 such weddings a year.
I've now married about 600 Japanese couples, and I send out almost 500 anniversary cards every year to the Japanese couples in Japan and the Japanese couples that I've married that are here. And we've had three parties in Japan for the couples that have been married in All Souls Church.
Some pick Hawaii, much closer to Japan than New York, but this city has an allure. And Leonard says even with a honeymoon, an American marriage costs less.
Than to try to do the same thing in Japan with the party that they would have to have, which would require renting a wig for $800. I mean, the cost is just simply phenomenal.
The average Japanese wedding costs more than $100,000. And although only 1% of Japan's population is Christian, church weddings have become popular. I talked to Reverend Leonard just as he's preparing for the wedding of Shuhei Tajima and Akiko Sasaki. It's a little atypical for him because Tajima, who works in the finance industry, has lived in the United States for many years and speaks English fluently.
Well, we actually met and started dating in Japan, but we spent the last 2 years here in New York, and we made very close friends here, and we wanted for them to be part of our wedding.
Many Japanese weddings in the States are small, a few friends and relatives. This one has 90 guests. Sasaki says she had no idea that All Souls had a reputation for Japanese weddings.
I didn't know. I loved the place because clean and bright and so cute.
Leonard says the hardest part of an American wedding for Japanese couples is the traditional ring ceremony.
12 words that could hardly be harder for Japanese to say. When you think about it, with this ring, I thee wed and pledge thee my faithful love.
Leonard used to suggest couples do it in Japanese, but everyone wanted to do it in English, so they practice.
Every night he prepared to pronunciation every night.
So, yeah, we wanted to be prepared and make sure that we didn't make any mistakes.
Practice.
The days of our lives are like a cup of wine that is poured out for the sake of labor, honor, and love.
And when it came time for the ring ceremony, all that practice paid off.
With this ring, I thee wed.
I thee wed.
And pledge thee.
And pledge thee.
After the ceremony, the couple walked out of the church and the guests threw flower petals. Tajima and Sasaki plan to move back to Japan next year. Akiko Sasaki is a newscaster in Japan, and she plans a big reception there.
300, 500.
Big.
Big. Maybe big.
Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.